What has Renly ever done to earn a throne? He sits in council and jests with Littlefinger, and at tourneys he dons his splendid suit of armour and allows himself to be knocked off his horse by a better man. That is the sum of my brother Renly, who thinks he ought to be a king. I ask you, why did the gods inflict me with brothers?
I cannot answer for the gods.
Yes, seldom answer at all these days, it seems to me. Who makes this for Renly? Eh, perchance I should send for him. I might like his counsel better. What do you think this maester said when my brother decided to steal my crown? What counsel did your colleague offer to this traitor blood of mine?
It would surprise me if Lord Renly sought counsel, Your Grace.
The youngest of Lord Stephen's three sons had grown into a man bold but heedless, who acted from impulse rather than calculation. In that, as in so much else, Renly was like his brother Robert, and utterly unlike Stannis.
"Your Grace," Stannis repeated bitterly, "you mock me with a king's style. Yet what am I king of? Dragonstone and a few rocks in the narrow sea, there is my kingdom."
He descended the steps of his chair to stand before the table, his shadow falling across the mouth of the Blackwater Rush and the Painted Forest where King's Landing now stood.